We are good.
All right. Why don't you do attendance?
All righty. Let's see. Chairman DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Corcoran?
Here.
Legislator Criswell?
Here.
Legislator Parody?
Here.
Legislator Waro?
Okay. All right. I get a motion to approve the minutes of the July 6th meeting?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
There we go.
All right. Dr. Roberts.
Well, you've heard enough from me, I think, the last
two days. Yeah. Good job.
Just push the button. Same thing as a month and a half ago or whenever it was.
Well, we're getting to the point that we're just watching FTE every day. That's the most important thing right now. We won't know until the rush hits. We probably got the next 3 weeks will be real critical. Right now we're about 9% below where we said we're going to be 9% below, and that's about where we are. Huh. So some interesting things is that the prison program is going to be larger. We got they call it collegian dual enrollment. That's actually going to be up about 15 FTE, which will be a blessing. But we don't know about the other stuff. You know, again, our head count is up, like we've said before, but they're just not taking the classes. We'll see with this stimulus money. I think, Jamie, you just mm-hmm. got word on how we're going to distribute that yep. to the students. So that'll be, a real plus to students. That's probably a surprise, too, that they get this.
Yeah.
And Jamie?
Yeah, so going into on the stimulus side of the house, we did receive additional guidance from SUNY in terms of the third act, so the third CARES funding, kind of putting everything in buckets for us. So they want all campuses kind of adhere to the buckets, which makes sense. So 70% of the funding needs to go to lost revenue, and it's all ceilings, so you can be below that threshold, but that's the cap. About 22% they want for technology or upgrades to classrooms, 5% dedicated to mental health and health services, which is fantastic for us. That's going to be a real boost for our students. We do expect students coming in are going to be much more anxious, have a lot more anxiety coming back into face-to-face classrooms and also working with, faculty and staff again. They do want us to try to target about 2.5% for future students. This will require us to go to the federal government for a waiver on our federal American Recovery Rescue funding. That's still up in the air, so we're still working with SUNY on that component. We did advise that we would have to go for the waiver if we did take that process and move that forward. They understand, so we're still working through that one. We're still hopeful that the money that's coming down for students will get in the hands of students immediately. That's the best part of this. Students do not have to apply for funding. On a CARES 1, they had to show a need and really submit to say that they needed the funding. That's been removed. The federal government viewed it as a barrier to funding, so they took that away. So these would be direct checks to students. We'll be working with all of our students to get the funding directly in their hands. As Dr. L said, we couldn't really advertise that we had the funding because of that whole bar on pre-recruitment or pre-enrollment recruitment, but this will be a great advantage for our students. We'll be getting the word out to students and providing them direct checks, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it can be for any class of attendance, so it really is super broad. That's which great. Is fantastic for us.
Great.
So on budget, we're still monitoring obviously everything, as Dr. L said, on enrollment side. We are about where we expect it to be budget-wise. So anything now will be, great news for us going forward.
Terrific.
We should end the year with a positive fund balance that will mm-hmm. contribute to it, which we would have never said that a year ago.
Yeah,
things are interesting, but good. There's no sense of urgency as far as, needing anything. I think we're comfortable. I know, Chris, we've worked on some mm-hmm. proposals of new programs that we'd like to start, and we'll look forward to any help we get along those lines too.
Great. Any questions?
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
The waiver on the federal level, was that because mm-hmm. they would see it as a double dip?
No. So there's a quick timeline on the federal funding. So mm-hmm. if we're using those funds for after that timeline, we have to request that special waiver.
Mm-hmm.
SUNY doesn't think it's going to be a problem to do so. This is a specific request coming from the Division of Budget, so likely coming from the governor's office. So we'll keep our eye on it to see if they are going to push, and they want all SUNYs to do that. So our pot, that 2.5%, is much smaller, obviously, than your SUNY New Paltz or your Binghamton's or Stony Brook's. they're likely going to be the institutions that are going to push back hardest to say we want to be able to spend the funding within our allowed timeline and not request a waiver.
Got it. And then can you talk a little bit about the spike and the Delta variant and how that affects campus at this point?
Absolutely. So we're going probably back to a mask mandate inside probably by the end of the week, honestly, looking at the numbers today. So for us, we've been doing weekly testing for all non-vaccinated students, staff, and faculty. That continues. So that's mandatory. We are renegotiating with all of our unions to keep that mandatory in place after August 31st. It was set to expire. They've indicated that they don't have any concerns with extending that requirement, and that all students coming in, once the vaccine is FDA approved, will be mandated to be vaccinated for any on-site students. Mm. So we're closely monitoring, obviously, everything with the Delta variant. We are doing the pool testing. We've had very few positive pools come back. We had one come back last month, and that was really a first for us in probably about 6 months. So we've been up on the testing. We continue to do the testing. We also have anybody who's not vaccinated are required to check in and do a check-in status every day and a centralized check-in point at public safety.
Interesting. I have one more question, so
yeah,
I'm monopolizing
nice.
Here. So last night we had a really interesting presentation from Steve at Helenville Hospital, and I wonder, are you able to talk about that proposal at all?
We are going to partner with Steve on that.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how far he's gone with...
Can we talk about it at all?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can talk about it.
Okay. I just thought it was really fascinating.
No, it really would target a population that we've never had that opportunity to. It's similar to a couple of things we've done before, you know, with the New Start for Women program, but and we already have the ancillary resources that are available. So it would be an easy fix for us.
Yeah. So let me summarize. I'm probably going to get it wrong, but I might get it right. So it's targeting 25 families and working with the student to help them through a whole five-year period, is that right? With a case manager and sort of social service support to really help them see through getting a degree, not only in things like nursing, but sort of a larger pot of you know, potentially green jobs, all sorts mm-hmm. of different things. But it's really an uplift of community, because it's really targeting specific students who might not have that opportunity and who need that extra help to kind of encourage them through the process of getting through the entire degree, and then also helping them with the career development piece of it so that they can essentially like double their income very quickly. You know, they can go into a much higher income bracket, you know, with this degree and kind of getting into that. So I thought it was really a fascinating. Did I do that justice?
You did it very well.
Yeah,
okay.
And families, right?
So it's incorporating the families so that the families are sort of the part of the process of helping the students and encouraging them along. And so it just sounded amazing. Like the support that the students will get is kind of unheard of, you know, to get through I mean, I'm sure you do great work with encouraging your students, but it's really very tailored to these particular students and really staying with them through a long process of seeing them through school and graduation and into a career. Mm. So it's amazing.
That's great. What we don't have is the resources to bring those families.
Right.
This is going to be an opportunity. We would have never had the opportunity. Right. We have another program called New Start for Women, which it was more like a test pilot for mm-hmm. this, where these individuals would apply for the program. But once they accepted into the program, you know, we made sure they had internet, they had computer access, they had child care, they had transportation, mm-hmm. food, clothing, whatever it might be. And it's been extremely successful. You know, we've had two cohorts go through that 80% graduation, and we're bringing our mm-hmm. largest group into this fall. So, you know, working with Steve, he said this, you know, we could take that model but move it to the whole family, you know, to the younger mm-hmm. kids and get them to the like you said, like high skill, high wage.
Yep. Yeah, it was That's a really great. Compelling, really compelling presentation last night, which I just thought, if we're going to have money to spend, we should spend it on something that's going to really lift community in that larger way. So.
Sure. All right. Anything else? No? Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll move on to resolutions. Resolution number 352, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to include additional funding from the New York State Office of the Aging. Office of the Aging. Susan?
Well, I think we talked about at least part of this the last time I was here. the overall goal is to keep people at home, right? And some of the things that prevent them from being at home is their accessibility to their own home. And sometimes they become hoarderish, or they need a deep clean in their home. And those two particular programs, we targeted this, you know, the extra money that we're getting to be able to work with RCAL, who's already our partner anyway, we already have a contract with them, but to expand the contract where we would identify people who needed ramps or lift chairs into their homes to be able to keep them at home. That was one. Number two was the cleaning, and we got a few suggestions from purchasing about cleaning companies that the county may have used, but they needed to be willing to do deep cleaning in people's homes and possibly hoard cleaning. Because we do get a lot of seniors who have been living in their same home for 40 or 50 years and they just accumulate stuff. And it's not safe, right? So we're trying to make their home safe, and we're trying to make it so they can stay there longer. It's really pretty simple. Those are two parts to the increase in the budget. And the third one I think I talked about in July, which was the grocery, what we call the pantry bags for the home-delivered meals, for the folks that are currently getting meals, that we were able to add additional money until at least the end of December to be able to supply them with shelf-stable food along with their meals. That's what all of this was, increased. And I'm happy to answer any other questions because we're
sounds terrific.
Trying
yeah.
to do a lot of stuff as much as we can.
So we come to my house.
I can't turn my back without my kids throwing stuff away on me.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have to send
take it with you.
We have to send the cleaners to your house.
I'm going
for
you.
Won't be as a deep cleaning.
Find another reason for it.
Halfway there.
John, are we going to give you a deep cleaning? Is that
what we're
doing? Sign you up? Yes, ma'am.
We have about five or six people right now on the caseload who need that, and we've already identified two people who need. RCAL has a guy, he's not an architect, but he does a really thorough assessment of what needs to be done to perhaps, you know, for instance, install a chair for somebody who has a wheelchair, and this one woman is in a trailer and she can't get in to her trailer anymore. She needs a lift chair to get her on, and then the deck needs to be fortified and expanded. It's that kind of thing. So each case has to be...
Is that Gilles?
Pardon? Yes, yeah.
He's great.
Very, you know, meticulous.
Very meticulous. Like with his, he comes with his tape measure, and you know.
You know what? Perfect. That's what he needs to do. And I had gotten a call a number of months ago from Habitat for Humanity, who said, "We have people who are willing to build this stuff, but we don't have the money to buy the materials,
nice.
And we don't have anybody to make the assessment of what they need. But we have the manpower." So we all had a meeting together with RCAL, Habitat, and us and said, we have the money to build it, but we need RCAL to do the... So that's how it happened. That's how we're starting this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Great. Well, do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate now, can I get a motion to clean John's house?
He's got kids. The ones without the children.
The tend to, yeah, the tend to be, you know, the people don't have. Well, you know, sometimes.
Is that legislative duties as assigned?
I'm just thinking that it all comes back to you because I'm thinking of all the stuff I left at my mother's house. There will be a point.
Right.
When I'll deal
do
it with
now.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All
right, moving on to Resolution 353, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services Youth Bureau. Mark, do you want to discuss?
I mean, do you want a motion first?
Sure, a motion to discuss.
Great.
Second.
So this is part of the governor's statewide initiative against gun violence. So we have money coming through our Office of Employment and Training to get high school youth employed and not on the streets. We also have money coming in through the Youth Bureau for the same purpose, not for employment,
But this particularly is money that's been identified by the state to be spent in the city of Kingston, and our youth bureau is going to contract with Tay Fisher and do a basketball league at night to try to get kids off the street and into the gyms with this money. So this will all be state funding. This is not for that contract. This is just accepting the additional increased funds, but that's what the money is going to be spent for. And again, they identified Kingston as where it has to go because it's identified one of those areas with the gun violence.
Terrific. All right. Get a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any new business? Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Any old business? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. All right.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. Thank you, John, for making the trip.
Mr. DeLon, you run such an efficient meeting.
Yes. Well, with two resolutions, you can't help it.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, I